from the free throw line thus far for 3 points. A few substitutions for Lakers. Second one's away. This one's missed. And into the hands of Ben Kaczynski of Lakers. Here come the green and white. One last shot. Minute 43 left. Bender, out of the feed. Now the new point guard with Gatra being fouled out. Kaczynski in the left wing. Shooting hauling towards the left corner. He's wide open currently in the swimmer in the post. Up for the left-handed shot. That one's no good. Rebound in favor of USA. Bean, full court pressure. USA breaks it. Dan Rick gets it across down to the right corner into Jake Beach. He picks up his dribble on the right wing. Kicks out to number 5, Nick Fletcher, dribbling around frantically. And there's a foul against number 30, Shooty. That's going to be a second. So Shooty about the only person on the court right now without foul trouble. That's the 13th team foul, so of course they're in double bonus for USA. At line shooting two, number 5, Nick Fletcher, his first free throws of the night. First one's missed. As the Huron County Sheriff deputy is stealing the top corner. He might have the power of badge, I have the power of airways. Second free throw's up and no good either, so Fletcher goes 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Binder has it, Lemmer has it. Out to number 4, Andrew Mead dribbles down the baseline, goes up for 2, and that one's missed, but there's a foul. So going to line number 4 on some penetration, Andrew Mead shooting 2. At the line for with the block, or excuse me, the foul, a block against number 24 for USA. Dan Rick, his first. 9th team, so the next one, both teams shooting 2 shots. Andrew Mead, first shot, smooth, straight through the hoop. Attack on another point for Lakers. Binder takes his breather. And for him, number 22, Trevor Lewis. Lead now 10 points for USA. Minute 5 left. Second free throw is no good. And out of bounds, last touch by Zwemmer. And we have a full timeout for Lakers. So we'll take another quick break. You're tuned to WLEW.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Sing it!
We're back. A minute 5 left. USA leading by 10. 43-33 over the Lakers. Lakers just called a timeout. Coach Majewski has lost the tie, lost the sweater vest. He's just down to the button-up. And a reverse call, and it's Laker ball out of bounds there into their own hoop. Shooty has it on the far side of your radio underneath their own hoop. Tries to get into Zwemmer. They do. He goes up for 2, and it's good. Exactly what they need to do, and another timeout called by Lakers. Oh, hold on. That's called by USA. 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here on this one. John, what is being set up in most huddles here?
Well, right now, we have a situation where, you know, how many possession ball game is this? And Lakers, they're trying to put their press on. They're trying to get something happening right away. As far as Coach Gameforth of USA, what he's trying to say to his kids is that settle down. Let's get the ball up. Let's run some clock off. The clock is our enemy right now, so basically he's put the ball in the ice box. Unless there's probably like a 100% shot, you know, like an uncontested layup. Other than that, both teams are out on the floor. They're ready to do battle, and here we go.
The one nice thing for Lakers is USA shooting 6 for 12 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line, 50%. Not the greatest, as USA has 90 feet away from their own hoop, gets into Nick Fletcher, full court defense, and a foul on number 22 for Lakers. Trevor Lewis, his first. poor Steve.
That's probably what he didn't want to have happen.
Probably not, but only 59.8 seconds left on the clock, so not too much time to run out on that one.
And just that clock, like you say, and they're banking on the fact that perhaps Nick Fletcher might miss this. He is 0 for 2 already in this quarter.
Correct, and he has two more on the way. 43-35, the lead 8 for USA. This one's up right off the front of the iron. I'm not going to lie. That was not pretty.
If Nick doesn't watch out, there's going to be a big bullseye on him for who he fouls.
Number 22 comes in for Lakers. That's Trevor Lewis in for Binder. And there we go. Nick Fletcher makes the second one. He's 1 for 4 for the Knights.
Three-possession ball game, Clark.
44-35, 9-point lead for USA with less than a minute to go. 55 seconds. Binder brings it up for Lakers, being guarded by number 24, Rick. Into the corner, number 4, Andrew Mead, back out to the right wing, shooting for 3. Yes! He got it! And a timeout is called by Lakers. It's a 6-point game as Jared Schutte puts in his third 3 of the night. We're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLEW. It's 44-38 USA.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget high energy costs? Kohler Propane of Bed-Ax, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per-gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company, Kohler's, toll-free at 888-950-7975. Or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohlers. You make me feel good. You make me
feel good. 38-44. USA leads by 6 with 44.2 seconds left. It is USA ball, 90 feet from their own hoop. Both teams are in the double bonus. Both teams, how many timeouts are on each team there?
Right now, I think Lakers have one, and USA has
one. So, USA ball. Rick has it. Trying to pass it in. Nothing yet. Gets into Nick Fletcher, number 5. Oh, back over to a full court pressure as the number 24 had it. And he gets fouled. And Rick's going to be heading to the line for 2.
That's probably the worst guy he could have fouled because he is 2 for 2 this quarter.
Correct. And that's 5 fouls on number 24 for you Lakers, Evan Kaczynski. So 3 people have fouled out, 2 for Lakers. That's Evan Kaczynski and Evan Gasho. For USA, Brendan Ballard fouled out about 3 minutes ago, the big man for USA. Into the game, Binder comes in for Lakers. He has 3 fouls and, let's see, 5 points. All off free throws. Doing it the hard way. At the line, shooting 2. 24, Dan Rick. That was whoosh. So Dan Rick is now 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Then back up to a lead of 7 for USA. 41.1 point seconds left. Second free throw up, and that was good. So, note to U.S. or note to Lakers, don't foul Dan Rick. He's 4 for 4, 46-38, 8-point lead for USA, 35 seconds left. Andrew Keith tries to get the pass, goes right out of bounds. USA ball right in front of us on the left front corner of your radio. Jake Beachy inbounds this one for USA, right into McGrayer. He gets fouled right away. And marching 90 feet down the court, fouls in number 4, Andrew Mead. 2 fouls on him now, 15. I don't even know why I'm keeping track. 46-38.
Sean McGrayer right now is 2 for 4 this quarter, so we'll see what happens. And usually he misses the first one.
He has the past 2 times to the line. Leading by 8, 46-38, 34.4 seconds left. First free throw is up, and he made that one.
I think he wanted to prove me wrong.
He's listening to you. McBrayer now 4-4-6 from the free throw line. Seventh one's on the way. That one's up and good. So he goes 2 for 2 in that trip. Now pushes the lead to 10 for USA as Lakers rolls it in almost stolen by USA. And Vinder has it. Dribbles right into the lane, goes up for two, and that's good. With 25 seconds left. And we have another foul. This one.